The human heart is vast. Imagine an enormous storage vault filled with filing cabinets. Picture rows of drawers, all packed with files containing infinite numbers of folders. Contained within each binder is a memory, an imagination, or an emotion. Now see the door to that vault. It could be closed. Perhaps there is a no entry sign hanging in the window. It may be ajar. It might be wide open. That is what our hearts are like. Psalm 64:6b in the Amplified says, "For the inward thought of each one is unsearchable and his heart is deep." This might not matter, but it does. The Bible says to love the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 4:23 explains, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." New Living Translation. It matters because your vast inner vault decides your destiny. Out of nowhere. Have you ever been reminded of an event that you had completely forgotten? Maybe the remarks of family or friends dug up a vivid picture that you hadn't seen for decades. Perhaps a smell or sight took you straight back to a scene which you'd long forgotten. Imagine what else is hidden. Our hearts are extensive. There are countless memories, thoughts, and feelings hidden inside. It's not just old memories that get buried. We often detach ourselves from unwanted emotional reactions. Something happens that makes you crumple. Perhaps it's a put-down at work or a stupid mistake. You feel squashed or ashamed. These kinds of feelings are usually desperately unpleasant. So instead of facing how you feel, you deny the damage and pretend you are unaffected. And another unexpressed emotion sinks to the bottom of your soul. The result? Your heart is home to a whole host of hidden or forgotten memories which could revisit you at any time. Alien thoughts. In the spring of 2005, I was rummaging around my bedroom. I was sorting myself out for the week ahead when an alien thought popped into my mind. I say alien because it felt as far from my view of life as you can imagine. It went something like this. Why did my mum show more love to my sister than to me? What you need to understand is that, in my opinion, I was a successful, happily married Christian woman who did not have any issues with the past. Yet here I was with a thought dropping into my mind that to me smacked of weakness. I didn't want to think it. In fact, it made me cringe. So I pushed it away and went about my business. But soon enough, that rogue sentiment popped into my head again. No matter how strange the thought was, I had to acknowledge that it came from deep inside of me. Proverbs 20:27 says, "The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching the inner depths of the heart." It was as though someone had opened up the inner depths of my vault and highlighted an unwanted folder buried under mountains of junk. It brought me back to a time in my childhood that I would have rather not remembered. It stirred up feelings that I would have preferred to forget. I liked to be reminded of my current position. I was a passionate Christian minister and a vice president of the world's biggest public relations company. I had no desire to go back to times of weakness and failure.